welcome to the 18th Manx Footy pod of the 23-24 season. Today I'm joined by a man that has been gritting the roads and around, Tom Coffey.
I have been.
Hello. You struggled to get into it, didn't you?
I did. I had problems. I had to get a bit of a push from some of the neighbours, but that's what the community in Moran's all about.
You got a push from the neighbours.
Helping each other.
There you go. And a man who's FCF Alaman super fan, come Onken Manx Arm super fan, Sam Turton. How are you?
That gives me a really bad impression.
Well, FC Alaman and the Manx Arms. I feel that would be your tags.
Yeah.
On. But yeah, you have to tag everything these days.
Yeah, that
would be a tag.
Yeah, true. Manxy. Hashtag Manxy.
Hashtag Manxy.
Well, I've seen in the snow you've been there quite a lot, Manxy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we put the video up last night of you in the car between me and the Manxy. My mum was like, "Do you live at that pub or something?"
Well, both of you made very good points. It's not your heating bill, is it? Or power. So actually, it's very Martin Lewis top tip.
Helping the local economy.
And you were on the J2O's last night?
Yeah, Angela outed me for that, didn't she? I thought
that's
like,
nothing wrong with that. It's dry January.
Exactly. Well, dryish January. Slightly damp is what I'm calling it.
Talking slightly damp, Adam Morton's not with us this week. He's snowbound in Port Erin. Port St Mary.
He's stuck today.
South.
Yeah. The south. Generic south.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
I thought he was chaining himself to the rail under the swimming pool.
A one-man campaign.
Sure. But he's got it slightly confused. It's just his clothes or swimming pool.
He seems very indifferent to the whole sudden swimming pool. Maybe.
Well, Adrian lives down south. He doesn't care either.
Yeah. Perhaps it's because they're just used to it being there.
I think it's got... Yeah, but then when it goes. It's not coming back, is it? Yeah, I think they've got a rally together.
Like Victoria Road Shop, right?
Yeah, but that's kind of coming back, isn't it? It's Tesco.
But it's not going to shop, right, is it?
And the hot food count is the big thing there, isn't it? Is it going to have the famous Maryland chicken, perhaps?
We should point out, for the first podcast of the year, we aren't joined by Disco Dave. He, should we put this in the calendar, is ill for the first time already this year on the 17th.
This is the first time Dave's been ill.
No, I feel he's been ill for most of January, but this time he's just too ill to do the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I am still making him do the courier, so,
yeah.
You know, let's not.
he's
just
writing.
It's not a death door, is he?
No, he's not.
He's just writing, he's not delivering it.
We've seen him in much worse states.
You probably haven't seen him out and about doing the games over the winter. This is when he hibernates because it is literally too cold for his lungs.
Yeah. Unless you've got like a commentary box for him.
That'd
be quite good, wouldn't it? It's like a Jed. Imagine they have like a Jed Power Tower with like an indoor area just for Dave.
The Norton Zone.
We'll workshop that. We'll come up with something a bit catchier. So what we say, we need some sort of like portaloo type structure that Dave can watch the games from.
Like the Lexi wheel.
It needs to have some heating in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It needs to be.
And a window.
Yeah, so you can watch the game. Maybe a computer.
He doesn't drive, though, so you'll have to be able to pack it up so he can play it on the bus.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like we could make this some sort of junior achievement project.
Yeah, we've got some.
Keep Norton dry and warm over the winter.
When my dad decided he was getting too old for a full-size greenhouse, he got like this. It's not like a pop-up one, but it's like he just put like four big... like plastic sticks in the ground and then put like a sheet over it.
How warm is it?
Well, the plants are alright.
I think Dave would have to be a lot
so
more
basically
warm than that.
Does Dave need a higher temperature than photosynthesis?
Well, he reckons his optimum working temperature is 14 degrees.
Is that when he produces his best work at the papers?
I wouldn't go that far, because it's 23 upstairs.
Yeah, to be fair, it's warm. So it's freezing down here on the island, though. I've got a coat on.
In this podcast studio.
Yeah.
We should apologise. We haven't had, we obviously been a bit slack. We got very giddy with the success of the Christmas special, which seems going around well, didn't it?
Yeah, no, it went really well. I'm still frustrated.
Yeah.
I still think for the next one, Sam, that whole last question, five
the
points.
End of season quiz has already been... It's already started.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The writing has already begun.
There we go. It was good fun. And the Christmas party afterwards wasn't bad either, was it?
So. No. And if you're watching this on YouTube, our YouTube channel, it should be on the side somewhere, shouldn't it? You can look at what was the brilliant end of year quiz, which Sam put together for us.
We've already got people wanting to come on the end of season, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Dave Matheson wants to come on and play your cards, right?
Is it going to be like Question of Sport, Bill Bowman? Do we have to all wear knitwear?
Oh, I could have a mystery guest round.
Oh, that would be sick.
Rank our guest is what I want to do.
No.
What?
Because that imagine if you finish bottom.
Yeah. Ultimate humiliation, you've got to come back on.
And be better.
Yeah. And if you're not leaving until you're better. No, I think every guest we've had has been brilliant, to be fair.
I enjoyed Rob Tier the other week when he had 2 points before he came in. I thought that was quite a big effort.
Yeah, that's fair play. Yeah, if only every guest did that,
it'd
probably be a lot more.
Anyway, you've got a banking appointment you need to get to, so we better get on with the have a look ahead to this.
We do have a new mic, though.
Oh, yes, we need to put... We had a few complaints about our audio quality towards the end of last season, especially those of you who, end of last year, those of you listening to us on the various podcast platforms that we're on, Spotify, Amazon, we're on all the good ones and the bad ones, aren't we?
Yeah.
Tom's gran's intervened, hasn't she?
She has, I'm not going to lie here, sit here and say that she listens to the podcast, I don't think she does. I honestly don't think she knew what a podcast was when I've explained it to her, but I've, she's somehow... Come on Christmas Day, I've opened up my presents and this has been sat there. I don't know how good it is. I've opened it and thought, how the hell has she thought to get me a microphone? But
yeah,
we're going to test it out for the first time, take it on a test drive.
Yeah, so hopefully. This is the first podcast of the year and the first with Tom's Grand's microphone. So all feedback, welcome. But
that's the episode title right there.
Tom's Grand's microphone.
We're kindly sponsored by my grandma.
Yeah, we are, which is horrendous.
Yeah.
I mean, we can maybe insert a picture of you and said grandma now.
No, we can't.
Why
she's
not?
She just want to be famous. She keeps a nice sheltered lifestyle and online.
Okay. That makes it sound like you're like footballers who you never hear of.
Yeah.
Like these dodgy offshore businessmen who just sort of put money into a club and they never turn up.
See, I say sheltered lifestyle. Everyone knows where she lives. It's one of them houses, like in Round.
Most TT riders do, don't they?
Most TT riders do, exactly. It's right on the course, right on the Balagueri. Guy Martin's fire happened not from there. Everything goes on at my grandma's house. So, it's always when I'm at home.
So this no box tick for publicity actually might be a bit of a ruse.
Yeah, but I don't think she wants the credit. Like, she's not giving me the microphone to get a picture on the podcast, has she? She's giving it to me because she's her grandson. She might see it. She might be an avid listener now.
Maybe she's used to try and meet Dave.
Maybe she's trying to meet Dave. Yes, okay, so she might be doing that.
Can we have a picture of you and Gran and we'll just pixelate her face?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That means I can just put him next to anyone that I think.
There's probably a few from the Outback one of my time.
I'm pretty sure I've got a picture of him and Little Miss Dynamite.
Yeah, there would be plenty of them.
Right, on that bombshell, we'll look ahead to this weekend's fixtures. It's one of my favourite weekends of the year because it's the prelim round of the GH Call at Woods Cup. Good to see them still sponsoring it, even though the shop is now shut.
Yeah.
Four games this weekend, the prelim round. We had this debate the other day. You don't like prelim rounds, do you?
No, I don't understand why it's called prelim. I get what it means and I get the concept of it completely, but like, why do we not just go into the first?
Well, because then you have the first round proper.
Yeah, but then why? Why can't it just be second, third, fourth?
Because what Tony's always done.
I respect it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just. No one ever sits here and questions these things.
I kind of agree with him on this one.
I disagree with Meps and his broom handle. Did you not know about the broom handle? Sam. The broom handle is what was chopped up to make the balls, which is what he does the cup draw with.
Okay, and I've also put the question about this cup draw as well. Obviously, it's brilliant that it's held on Manx Radio and all that, but I think it should go out to tender.
Do you think we should bid for it?
I think we should bid.
Are we going to go for
Rod Stewart? Exactly. We could have a few drinks. We could make an occasion down here.
I think the Carabao Cup one where they did it at Morrison's. I think we should go for that.
Oh, that'd be even. Yeah.
So when shop right here?
The new Tesco. Yeah. Victoria Stewart, we could be like we're doing it.
I mean, you've got like there's ones that are sponsored by.
Oh, I see. We can't actually relate to the sponsor, which make pop.
Yeah. It would be quite funny to do it outside Tesco. Don't tell Tesco. Just their manager coming out. We're in the car park. A couple of sponsors. Rod Stewart and Tony Beppo.
Keep the car running.
Tina's just there like, why do I put up with this every week?
She just come down for a shop. Tony, you ever come to the shops where I ask? Suddenly a cup drawer here all the time. Maybe we could ask something about the FA. They're up for maybe...
Mixing it up a bit.
Yeah. Maybe they'll start us off with the under-14s.
Yeah, exactly. Just do a random draw.
Random
and then build all the way up. Eventually we might get maybe...
Railway Cup.
Railway Cup.
That'd be nice. Cool. Yeah. Anyway, Woods Cup this weekend. Division 2 Cup competition, as we all are aware. Some good games, actually, on paper, at least. Starting off, I'd say, at the stadium in Castletown, Tom, where the mighty Mets host Foxdale.
It's a big game, and obviously they're near each other in the table. Foxdale, are they unbeaten, Foxdale, am I right?
Foxdale are unbeaten so far this season.
Yeah, so they've been flying.
The last unbeaten team in Manx football.
So they're absolutely flying, aren't they? And obviously that Chatwood return's done them world of good. I know I overheard Dave Norton talking about Ricky Newsham, how important he was the other day. So
two
I don't
goals
know.
Last weekend.
And then Castletown.
Yeah, obviously. Varane played them the weekend. You were away.
I was away, but I did get to watch it on Jed's live stream, which yeah. You can only get a good idea of it. I think we were good attacking-wise. But Castletown, they've always got threats up front. I think Cardi scored and Danny Lane scored. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that bodes well, doesn't it, against a top-flight club as good as we are. So, so no, I think it'll be a really close game. But I can... I don't know who I'd go.
Well, as you say, Sam, Foxdale unbeaten. You saw them last week against Douglaston District in the rearranged FA Cup tie. Castletown certainly, you know, they're both level on points. Castletown ahead on goal difference in the Division 2 standings. I think it's got to be a Dale win to me, personally. I think it'll be tough. Or do you think Castletown maybe just pull out on the cup where maybe Dale just want to keep their concentration on the league?
I was going to say, can you see whoever wins this, winning the Woods Cup? Because this is like, these are the two of your favourites, aren't they?
No, you think so. Although Mike, I think Michael will have a shout.
And maybe Onken as well, in the mix there as well.
So
I can go all the way to penalties.
Oh! Wow, bold claim.
And it's going to be a 6-5 win on penalties.
So
six.
Who?
Will that be revealing too much?
I feel as pundits, we may have to reveal a little bit more than that.
Either Foxdale
or
Castletown.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Town.
Okay. You go on town.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll go just Foxdale. I think they'll win in normal time, though.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Elsewhere, you've already mentioned them. Onken, they host Paul Rose at the mighty Nivison and the spiritual home of Stock Car Racing in Alaman. Onken, Sam, yeah, they should be strong favourites for this. Pulley have started shipping goals quite regularly, which is never a good sign. And then they had a bit of a pasting in the FA Cup the other week by Laxey. I think it was 15-0, 15-1.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's the sort of game that no one enjoys being involved in. Even Laxey, that's why I'd have enjoyed that. You can't look past Duncan.
Yeah.
Who, give a quick shout out to Ozzie Moore, who...
Didn't he stop you in Corkles the other
morning? Yeah, we were both going into Corkles at the same time, and he just wanted to stop me to tell me that Onken are going to win the league this year.
Not the Woods Cup, though.
No. So, he might know something.
Yeah.
A shock could be on the cards.
No, I'm going to only one winner, Onken.
I would agree with you there. Is there such a thing as cup keepers in local football?
Cup keepers? What, is you play your combi keeper in the cup? No, I don't think so. Like... They do that to rest their first team keeper because they're all on a Saturday. I think it would be, you have a weekend off, mate. We'll bring the combi keeper up, and you'd have to have a seriously good, like, I'm not sure what it's like at other clubs, but like, I don't think every team has like a combi keeper sat here waiting to play a first team game.
I think combi keepers are the unsung heroes of Banks football.
To be fair, yeah, a lot of them ones that are shipping goals. Like,
because let's face it, there's a lot of them are not keepers.
No.
I feel like if you wanted someone to say something that's not from the Isle of Man or even familiar with Manx football, but why you'd be listening to the podcast, neither of those things were applicable to you, but there you go. If you watched Karius's performance from the Champions League the other year, I felt that was a very combi goalkeeper performance. Brilliance. Absolutely smacked with ridiculous nature. And I know he was concussed, but I feel like most combi keepers...
That is very combi too.
So I feel like if you just watch him, then you get a feel
even
for
the,
a combi.
Even the concussion thing is combi too. I love the idea of like coming back in the changes and being like, lads, got knocking the head out of the doors. Just cost the game. Four goals, his fault. Ah, lads, sorry, it was my bad. My head's sore. It's like, I don't want to think back to that Karius performance, actually. It's brought back memories if anybody won, but...
Another what potentially looks like a bit of a one-sided tie looks like it might take place at Blackberry Lane, where all boys take on Jim Sam. Now there's a bit of management news at Jim's. We believe
the mighty Maz has left and will be appearing this weekend for all boys.
Will he be in the first team?
Well, you wouldn't know of Maz. He's a versatile player.
Wow. Tremendous head of hair on him.
Oh, he does, yeah.
Jim's seemingly a little bit rudderless. Third bottom in the league, only played 8 games this season. Mm. Which, when you consider in the top flight, Douglas Royal have played 16.
So I think that catches you up as well, doesn't it? Like, it starts.
It's going to be a long old end to season for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And in this game, I think all boys have kind of... I remember we were talking towards the start of the season, they were struggling, weren't they? They were thinking, what's happened here? I think they've brought it back quite a lot. They're doing well.
Well, they're up to 6th. Exactly. A couple of points off Onken in 5th. back firmly in the mix.
And
for
their two attackers, I think, are scoring a lot. I don't know if that's in the combi of the first team. I saw it on their social media that they've got two strikers who aren't at the top of the goal scoring rates, but they're like both consistent with around 11, 12 goals, and that's what you need, isn't it? If you get one player scoring 18, you'd rather two scoring maybe less than that and just being similar. So
yeah, there is hope for Jims, though, that the Old Boys aren't as solid at the back as you perhaps would expect. They've shipped 10 goals at home already this season and lost two games. So maybe something there for Jims to work away at, but I still think this will be an Old Boys win.
I think it'd be a comfortable one as well. I'm sure I can speak on behalf of Adam and say it'll be a battering as well.
Sam?
Yeah, I think Old Boys probably. I think it'll be closer than it probably looks. But Old Boys are just there. They could, yeah, still be in the promotion fight. So,
yeah, I think that might be just a step beyond them, but I feel like they're definitely in that top four Paul Henry mix. Omkin have got a couple of games in hand on most of their other teams in the top five, top six in Division Two. So, yeah, they are in a slightly false position potentially, but the rest of them are sort of where you'd expect them to be at this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Final game in the Woods Cup this weekend. I don't know if I stressed this already. There are 1:15 kickoffs to these games in case they go to the dreaded extra time. Govs Athletics take on Youthy, and Govs have moved, Sam, since we were last on.
Yeah, the stadium rights move has gone through. They are now playing at the Reebok Nobles Park Arena.
Reebok, old school.
Old school. They've moved back up to Nobles Park, which
is where they began.
Yeah.
All those years ago, I remember watching them play Peel.
Did they not start at Bemba Hague?
No. Nobles, then the Bemba Bow.
Bemba Bow, gosh.
And then to Colby for reasons.
Did they have a spell at Pulley as well? Or am I misremembering?
We might have had a few games there, but I don't think we had training there.
Yeah.
But I don't remember us having like a prolonged period.
I still think Bemba Hague's coming, like. Do you not think Governor's Bemba Hague
was a terrible pitch to play?
Awful pitch.
I thought it suited them.
It was quite
high bounce.
Every other game on the island would be off, and the Bemba Bow's on.
I thought it was quality.
It was a terrible bounce. It was the fences seemed like they were on top of you.
Yeah.
And it was incredibly windy, even on a lovely.
And was it quite a small pitch? If I remember,
I would say it'd be a three. Well, yeah, it's probably not much bigger than St John's.
Was it full? Is it legal? Size does it have to be? Is there a certain size it has to be to be?
I presume so.
Yeah. I was going to say. I wonder if it gets checked in Manx football. It's like Moran, keep short and short that pitch.
I bet you there's a man that might also be an MLC that probably checks pitch dimensions. Mm-hmm. Peter Greenhill is a stickler for his.
So what you're saying is we've got to be careful about making our pitch too small or too big for that matter.
I did notice a picture on the ground social media at the weekend of a slightly askew line.
Yeah, I think Conor Gilbert did it slightly hungover. And in fairness to him, it's a tough job when you've had a few beers before. I can speak from experience. It's not the nicest job in the world, especially in these conditions.
And the smell.
It's cold.
That white paint line.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah,
I thought you were in charge of doing the match day paint.
Well, it's people take turns. We're a community club, Sam.
Anyway, back to Govs Youthy. Youthy and Govs actually. Govs, I think, have had a good season. Yeah, we're only on 5 points. They seem to. What do we call them? 60 minutes. They do an hour and then it all goes terribly wrong. They've lost by a goal or two.
Well, even most. They took Michael all the way to the last minute of extra time.
Yeah.
In there was an FA Cup.
Yeah.
So you'd say they've got. They clearly. That's going beyond the 90 minutes. So they might have finally cracked that little curse. They might have finally cracked the curse of the Mars bar.
I think they'll beat Youthy this week.
Same.
No, I don't. I think. Is this their first game at Nobles Park, by the way? Is this the big return?
There was a game last week.
So they have played there.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it was the big return, I'd maybe go for the. I still think Rijkaard, they've always got a bit about them. I think Rijkaard will be all right. Mark McClurg, first goal.
Rijkaard are yet to win away from
still Rijkaard. Yeah. I can come on.
Have Govs won at home yet this season?
Govs have not won at home.
But in fairness to them, they haven't been playing much at home. Maybe they could have found their new home, Nobles Park, settling well. Are they still getting changed in the. Quite nice changing rooms, but a million miles away from the pitch.
You say a million miles.
You say that, right?
Well, it feels better.
When we were at Colby, it always felt like miles down to that pitch.
Yeah, I think it's closer.
Nobles Park is probably a little bit further, but Not noticeable.
Nice change of ribs. Nice change of ribs.
Yeah.
So, two govs and a youthy win in that.
Yeah, a little bit youthy.
There was six games in the top flight this weekend as we resume the Premier League action. No, there was a couple of Premier League games last week as well, wasn't there? I think the one that you snuck in.
There was, because Air
absolutely
demolished Royal.
Yeah, that's the concern I've got for this weekend.
So, we'll start with that game. Air, obviously, bruised slightly after losing to Corinthians and their 100% record going up.
So I was shocked at that as well.
Battered Royal.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they take on Boots, go to God's Own Parish as they take Brown on. Are you worried?
Yeah, because there's no denying that they've played Royals, they've won 11-0, and there's no denying they're not sat there thinking, oh, we've got another game to just put it to them. And the thing from Brown is, obviously, you'd love to get a result or whatever, but it can't be as bad as 11-0. It can't be as bad as, like, it can't. I'm not saying that we're striving for, like, 9, 8, 7, whatever. Obviously, we want to get a result, but you can't let it become something silly. Goal difference is already a problem, and it's going to be tight down the bottom anyway. These type of games, we're obviously without a goalkeeper as well, which is a big concern for call it being away, so it all depends on whether the pitch goes ahead and all that, but no, I think it'll be...
That suddenly sounds a bit deliberate there, Tom.
Yeah.
There's a water pipe left on over the weekend.
Yeah.
Just getting the hose out.
A few of the lads are going to head down for the Crosby on Friday night. No, I'm joking. This is not happening. If the game's off the game, we always strive to get the game on no matter what. But I think it'll be a really tough day for Moran. So I'm going to go with the Moran win.
Well, man, I hadn't realised that things were that bad. You slipped to the bottom of the league. Minus 30 goal difference. 7 points. A win would lift you out of that bottom two.
This is what I mean. Everyone says how bad it is, and then you quickly feel like a win is huge.
I'll take a level on points for St George.
And I'm not saying this win's going to come this weekend, but what I mean is you've just got to keep plugging away, don't you?
But do you write these games off?
No, definitely not, because who knows? You could turn up there, could have a couple missing. They could think, this is the big thing as well, when you're a big team coming down to these teams in and around the bottom, maybe you take your foot off the gas, maybe you don't think it's bad. We've played Peel in the past, and we've beat them, and they've been going for a title, and we've been towards the bottom. Just because I think clubs, it is a thing in your head, isn't it? We're better than these, we're stronger than these. So I don't think Ayr will have that, because I think Ayr have been brilliant this season. But I don't know. I think it'd be a tough afternoon for Moran, and
yeah.
We'll have hot food though, just for Sam. Hopefully, so maybe not actually.
Sam, I'm going to say Ayr still very much playing for things as well, isn't he? Like that loss of the week has brought Peel very much back into the title race, and then. What seems like quite a long time ago, Mr. Morton said that Ayr had won the
title. Exactly. Yeah, now they're level
on points and played a game less.
Oh,
so so this is, they need a win just to keep the pressure up on Peel.
Yeah, I mean, it's ultimately, you know, a straight shootout now between the two of them. It's going to be neither of them can afford to slip up.
But they've got to play each other. Is a big thing, isn't it?
They do at some point. Yeah, and
that'll come.
I sort of hope that Mr. Meppen is evil enough to hold right to the end of the season.
Put it on the last game.
A nice evening game down at Andreas.
Is it at Peel though, isn't it?
No, it's Andreas.
Oh.
It'd be a proper way of sorting title at the end of the season.
There'd have to be some traffic measures in place if that game was on. Think about all the cars up to Andreas.
Andreas.
Yeah.
Kurt Michael Chip, he'd be heading up there. Yeah.
To be fair, Jeff Power brings
full multimedia experience.
I can't look past. Sorry, Tom.
Yeah, that's okay. I do feel it could be a long weekend for whoever ends up in goal from around.
Maybe you, Andy.
We're not that desperate. Yeah, that's what I was asking about cup keepers. Right, we'll talk about Peel next. Now, Old Firm game this Saturday.
It's huge, isn't it?
Always massive for people who put Aaron and Peel. And it's at out west this week. Russian season. Now, how would you describe Russian season? I would say...
Without Aaron Hawley, they'd be bollocks.
Underwhelming?
Lackluster.
Yes.
That's how I'd describe it.
They're 8th, 16 points, so 20 points behind Peel. That'll hurt, won't it?
It'll hurt, but as I was telling Brian Kelly, who's a big Peel fan in the pub last night, I'm serious. Which
you know how country she sounded there.
As I was telling him, form in an Old Firm, I think, goes out the window.
Yeah.
I think Russian will want to beat Peel. I just don't think Peel will have to break them down. Peel will be the ones with the ball. Peel will be the ones who are more confident. But I think Russian will be fancying themselves to. And how annoying would it be for Peel to go and get beat or draw against the Russian, who will want to be an Old Firm goes back years, doesn't it? It's the biggest derby in Manx football, without a doubt, isn't it?
So, massive. And I've got a fun fact for you, Sam.
I like a fun fact.
There are two teams in the Candlelight Premier League at the moment with unbeaten away records. One of them is the aforementioned Air United. The other is the aforementioned Russian United.
Russian.
So they go into this fixture with a record of 2 wins and 4 draws from their 6 away games this season.
Wow.
Hard to beat on the road. Now, it used to be like the Kroit was a horrible place to go. They seem to have lost their way a little bit in front of the Wailing Wall.
Yeah.
But away from home, they're still the real deal, which sort of makes a ridicule of our lackluster and underwhelming comments from just about a couple of minutes ago. But yes, so it does suggest they might be able to grind something out of this.
I can see a draw. I'm telling you now, I can see Peel frustration. And see that obviously Peel got players missing as well because they had that red card. It didn't apply to Friday night's game against St John's.
Yeah, so
the 2 red cards. It's Owen Dawson can't be in net. He's got red carded. And
oh, is this Braden in the cup?
Yeah. So Brian. Oh, will the kick?
And Luke Docherty.
Oh, but will the cup not go over to the cup? Does it go to league?
Luke
and then
Docherty.
Luke Docherty, he's not miss out. And so they're two big players. I know Ryan Pate will come in and probably do a good job anyway. It's handy to have a keeper like that.
Cup keeper.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been ready for waiting for this moment. But
Sam, I feel like you're going to hit us with some pearl of wisdom here.
Well, no, I'm just thinking, because as I said earlier, without Aaron Hurley, I think Russian would be in a lot more trouble this year than they are. Because he has found the form this year, just delivered a good set of results.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, second choice keeper in there, away record, Disco Dave's going up to watch it.
Well,
allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. Believe that when I see it.
So go on, yeah, let's sit on the fence and say it's going to be a draw.
I still think Peel will snick this, but I think it's going to be close.
If anyone can get, like, straight 2-1, it's happened in the Braddon game, didn't it? Like, Peel, really, Braddon should have got something there. With 9 men, frustrating them. Peel just seemed to know how to do it, and it frustrates me. But
so if you lose to 9 men, you can't say the other team are great. You've done something awful.
Well, yeah, okay.
So we go from the Old Firm to El Clasico. Yeah. It is Laxey versus St George's. Now, if you look at the league tables, this should be a home win. But as we know with St George's, if they get the band back together, although there is a cold snap at the moment, so they might have lost some of the team. if they get them all out, got the pensions ready, everything on, Geordies could get something out of this, couldn't they? Because Laxey have been like a bit of a roller coaster.
They have,
before.
Yeah.
Tom, do you think?
I don't know. I think it'll kind of be Laxey, but it won't be comfortable. I think Geordies will make it hard. Who did Geordies lose to recently?
Got beat last weekend. Yeah. By Ramsey in the last minute.
Yeah.
Oh, the last minute. So that was even a fair play to that. Yeah. Maybe. I think it'd be close. I think you can see Laxey just edging it if they've got all their players fit and available. And I don't know about SCL Man this weekend, so who?
They're at home.
So will Laxey have players missing or will they be able to?
Don't know what the squad is yet.
Yeah, so we'll.
Which is. Because we normally do this in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
At least we don't know.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Do you remember that week that we got it live as we were doing this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yelled at you to give me a phone.
Sam, I'm going to go on the Dave Norton Memorial fence for this one. I think a draw.
Well, I mean, given the nasty things you've said about St George's there.
not nasty, true. Nasty. They're all my age. Yeah. I know how the coldness creeps into your bones at this time of year.
Gonna go with a shock away win.
Oh, nice.
And Geordies, what would that do for them? Because
Geordies
were
they're in 10th.
See,
so
that, we could do without that.
Points above the relegation zone. That would actually they would unless they won 6-0, it probably wouldn't affect their position in the league. Mm. Well, not 6-0. They need to win quite comfortably, really, because St George's are on 13 points just above them, but with 6 better goal difference.
They're in and around us, though, aren't they? So it's all going to be tight down there.
Talking of St John's, they travel to Douglas Royal. Royal of shot up the table with a couple of good results. They're now comfortably in the heady heights of 7th. However, they have played 16 games, which is a couple more than most. 17 points, they're at the top of the best of the rest, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. And I think at the start of the season, and even towards when the season got started, even when Moran beat them, I was saying I think Royals would be the ones to go down. And fair play, they've proven me wrong.
I think I relegated them after the first week of the season.
Yeah. But then they've had the players come back, haven't they? Like the likes of Callum Sherry was playing for
Sam Baines.
Sam Baines. They're like, being able to bring them back and play them, they're huge, aren't they? And it's like, I think that makes a big difference. So I think this will be tight, but I'm going to go with a draw.
I think Royal win, because I don't think St John's particularly convincing against Peel for you, were they, Sam?
No, I don't know if it was just a Friday night again. I don't know what it is. They're just, the past 2 times I've seen St John's, they've just sort of put in like a very passive performance. And it's not really what you associate with them. Yeah. You know? But they have got Luke Murray playing, so.
Yes, he signed on to Whitland.
If he links up, I mean, you don't know what's happened with Dean, if he's in or not, and They still do have a couple of injuries hanging about now. Scott Davies doesn't come back in, so. But yeah, probably not going to do it.
So Royal win.
Yeah, sorry, I just took me around. Actually, I hadn't thought about that. I hadn't thought about that game at all before then.
Elsewhere, Corinthians obviously picked up that notable result on their last retreat north when they beat Ayr. They take on Ramsey in the Northern Capital this weekend. Now, this should be a good game.
That will be a good game, to be fair. That's probably in the league. That's the game of the day, I'd say.
Third versus fifth.
Apart from the Peel Russian, yeah.
Yeah. 7 points between the pair. Ooh. Ramsey's home record, only lost one. Corinthians away record, they have lost one as well. So this should be. I'm going for it. Dave Norton.
I'll sit on the fence as well. That's a draw.
I'm going for a Ramsey win.
It'll be tight, I think.
I think it'd be a good game.
Yeah.
Union Mills versus St Mary's completes the fixture card in the Cadillac Premier League this weekend. They are at where these teams are firmly, well, Mills second bottom actually, so they need the points from this one. St Mary's up in sixth. Their hot start has sort of cooled a little bit in recent weeks, but you'd favour them to get something out of this one. Although I think this will be high scoring, as most games involved in Union Mills are.
I think, first of all, I can't see this game being on at all, but if it is, I think St Mary's comfortable.
I'd have to agree with Tom. I think this game will fall foul. Yeah. I think a lot of these games will fall
foul. I
think if it does go on, I think Mary's down enough.
Mary's win in that one, you heard it first. All those games kick off at 2 o'clock. Just two games in Division 2 this weekend. Maloo versus Colby and Doubleston District versus Michael. Good old Southern Derby between Maloo and Adam Morton's boys. Now, this will be, there's always a bit, we talk about needle oil firm, there's will be needle in this one.
Oh, definitely. This is the type of game you expect, like, the players will be up for this one.
Yeah.
And I don't know which way it'll go. Colby started so well. Yeah. Do you remember, like, we were sat there and Adam was like, it'll drop off. It turns out he was right, but fair play to them for the season anyway.
Yeah.
They've done so well to even get into the situation they're in.
Well, we look at the league tables. Colby in fourth, Maloo in seventh. There's 14 points between the two. That would suggest that Colby win. But yeah, as we've said, form goes out the window in a derby. And the game, the reverse fixture, I think there was a bit of spice in that one.
There certainly was, I believe. So I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go for a Maloo win.
Oh.
A shock upset in the Southern Derby. Maloo win.
Ooh, I'm going to say Colby.
I'm going to go with you, Colby. I think we'll just this. But I think it's going to be a 5-3.
Yes.
Both teams down to 10 men.
See, I think the same, but in Maloo's direction. I think Maloo will just, I think, a couple of Dean Kinley goals here and there.
Douglas and District are the next team to try and stop Liam Kane's storing this weekend as Michael make the trip to Springfield Road, I think is there. Was it Groves Road? I can't remember.
Groves Road,
the technically.
Road,
yeah. It's all between the two. Michael in third. They're 2 points behind the pace setters, Castown and Foxdale. I'd say this should be a Michael win.
I think, sorry, Dave Matheson, but I think I think I've mentioned them more than anyone, the attacking Michael United. I think that'd be
any
keen
other
to
injured players you'd like to speak about this week?
No, not this week. They'll be keen to get a load of goals in, and yeah, I can see it being comfortable for Michael in the end. Maybe not as comfortable as you'd think, but maybe 3-2, 3-4-0.
Yeah, I can't see. Sorry, Dave, I can't see D&D getting anything out of this.
D&D, yeah, struggled at home this season. They've only scored 4 points there, and Michael, however, have lost two of their five away games. So that's perhaps suggests they have a bit of travel sickness. But I think it's going to be an Aces win, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just can't see anything else.
FC Alaman at home on Saturday, Sam, with the return, with the arrival of the Mint Men.
Yes, Kendall are here. Last year, Kendall actually brought mint cake with
him. Really? Do you like it?
No.
No, it's horrendous, isn't it?
Funnily enough, when I asked their club chairman, he said, if I'm being honest, but he said he loved it.
Yeah. They started the season really well and actually looked, I think, not very off the perch, which resulted in the Berry manager losing his job.
Yeah, really. It was a bit of a, they caused a few surprises there.
Yeah.
But no, I think the Ravens have had a indifferent sort of form again. They were 2-0 the other weekend, up losing 5-3. They're just a bit sort of
all over the chippy, I think, is the expression.
Yeah, I think so. A lot of the calmness that came in towards the back end last season and carried them through this season sort of gone out the window a little bit. They've also got Jamie Court was sent off the last game. Al Maitland went off injured, so that's a big hole at the back you got to fill somehow. Jack McVay's come back in, who plays that more like a quarterback role than he does traditional centre back. So see what happens there. They're not scoring enough goals.
Right.
They've not scored enough goals all season.
It was good news about Laxey's Teen and Garvey, though.
It was very good news about Laxey's Teen and Garvey, which I got criticised for not mentioning.
Specifically Laxey's. Yeah, they're the ones who made him, isn't it? It's not, yeah, but in fairness, it's nice to see that, especially... That's the reason FC Armand's been set up, isn't it?
Near Ballacameen Drive, and he was poached by Peter Kenish, so let's not talk about talent acquirement here, shall we?
Okay. But he's done what...
He's not playing for his local club there, is he? He's not turning out for Pulley.
That's true, what he should be doing. Support your local. But, I think it was nice to see.
Yeah, it looks like he'll be heading stateside, which, as you know, we've had... When we had Cam in the other week, he said about the ones who've gone from here to there. I mean, Jack McVeigh, of course, plays for now. He went and had the time there. You know, if he goes and has 4 great years of college and comes back, great on him. If he goes and gets snapped up and we can all pretend that we've all supported DC United.
Yeah, we could Garvey on the back of our shirts.
Yeah, we'll be turning up. We could do a 40-pod special from Washington.
That would be amazing.
That would be pretty cool.
You know, do you think we'd get there and back on a Thursday afternoon?
Possibly we'll get the not.
Work remotely. Dion ringing. Dion, why have you got an international ringtone? Oh. So prediction?
I'm going to say the lads will get a home win, but... it'll be close because they don't win big scores.
I think Kendall seem fairly out of the outfit. I think Kendall will take the points.
Yeah, they've got good form. I'm going to get 4
and is this technically our derby game? Aren't they the closest team as the crow flies?
I think there's potential for that, yeah. Because we sort of have that thing where we have like AFC Liverpool, who we kind of like, whatever called, South Liverpool, whatever they're called. And then we've got West Dids, who we came up with.
I hope there's a big police presence at the bowl if this is our derby, because I know a lot of fans get like...
You say that, though. I was told they're expecting a couple of hundred Kendall fans over this weekend.
Wow!
Of course, comes off the back of the exciting news today. Steam Packet have signed up a deal with the club for sponsoring their away kit, I think it is. Which is basically using it as a way to promote more and more away fans coming to the island. Bury have yet to come here. And the interesting thing about that is that the FC Armand have the second highest average home attendance in the league. And every other team that they've played that have had Bury turn up, and they turn up with like 500-600 on like Tuesday nights in the back end of Ascend and nowhere.
Yeah.
And they're coming here on a Saturday in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, I think it's February, wasn't it?
Yeah, around about the same time Pascal Chimbonda comes over with Scamsdale.
Yeah, and he's registered himself as a player now.
He has.
So we can watch him live.
He could be the greatest player to play at the ball since Phil Neal.
George Best.
I played recently.
He played, didn't he?
There's a picture we've shown this week.
He's wearing a sheepskin coat.
I've still taken that.
Oh, Bobby Charlton played on the ball, didn't he? I forgot that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Right, we're going to now interject. Tom is going to do Combi Corner, but he's going to go to a special location to do it.
I am. Insert here. Hello and welcome to Combi Corner. So in Dave's absence again, I'm taking over this role for this week as well. So I know you'll be disappointed not to see Dave, but he will be back, I'm sure. We'll start with Canada Life Combination 1. What a league. Douglas Royals played Ayr United and it finished Ayr 5, Royals 2. Ayr scorers were Harvey Clayton, Phil Dunningham, Mike Nixon, Aidan Cummins and Declan Leyland. And Douglas Royals, 2 goals came from Craig Cowan and Andy Kirby, my cousin. Wow, Ayr Combi, you shouldn't be conceding to him. Laxey 5, Braddon 0. Laxey's goal scorers were Jack Keelan with 3, a hat-trick for him, Lucas Atkinson and Eric Hill. Peel and St John's drew 0-0. See, that's interesting because I didn't think that ever happened in Manx football, especially not Combi. Can someone prove to me that game actually was played? Because if no one saw it, I'm not having it. I reckon they both just sat in the pub. But no, Union Mills 4 went 1 against Union Mills. Ooh, what a game. Mills 4, Corinthians 3, Tyler Hughes 2, Ewan Murphy and James Young, and Corinthians 3, Chester Bell 2, he seems to be scoring a lot, and James Chance. Sorry if I'm pronouncing these wrong, Dave normally does it so well. DPS Combination 2, Douglas Athletic 7, D&D 1, Lee Ford got all 7 goals. See, that's quite impressive. I mean, I know we don't have Combi players in Team of the Week, but I think you should make an exception if you score 7. D&D scorer was just Robert Smith. Old Boys 5, Governors 1, Danny Corrin, Johnny Gartland Jr. and Aaron Larracy scoring for Old Boys, and Conrad Coomer scoring for Governors Athletic to get their 1. Jim's 3, Foxdale 3. This sounded like a thrilling game as well. Felipe Fishbowl Santos scoring for Foxdale, Corbin Sharder and Tosh Tier. And then for Jim's, Juan Domingo, Shane McCormack and Matthew McKeerman. Yep, sorry again. Onken 6, Castletown 2.
Barry English got two for Onken, as well as Jamie Redmond, Kieran Brown, George Butler and Billy Coulter. Castan's two came from Baby Driver Glover and Aidan Sainsbury. That's all the combi games. Sounds like a thrilling week. I'm sure we'll have plenty more.
And then finally, a very, very, very special Tom Reads the Weather.
Dave Reads the Weather!
But this week, it's Tom.
Hello, I'm Tom, and this is Tom Reads the Weather. I'm not Dave Norton. I'm not going to pretend to be Dave Norton. I'm not going to be as good as him. I have got a sheet because my memory isn't the best. See, Dave's an expert. He can do these things off the cuff. He's quite good at it. I'm not. So there's going to be rain and winds, a lot of them, over the weekend. I can't imagine there's going to be many football games on. I can say categorically we can confirm Billy Goat Park, if there's a game on there, is off. Probably the playing field as well. Probably most gate pitches. But yeah, rain and winds expected to start tonight, which is Friday. Forecast for tomorrow sees outbreaks of rain largely, clearing through the morning, and then further rain later in the day. So I'm thinking maybe in the morning, they might be like, oh, can we get it on? Can we get it? No. I reckon all games will probably be off. I hope the one in Andreas is. That's where I'm going to with the combi. They might become heavier at time overnight as well, into Sunday, and then clearing. Sunday's similar, so the whole weekend's just rubbish, basically. So don't expect your football games on. Maybe take the girlfriend out, or something along them lines.
Right, that's it for this week's abridged welcome back version of the Max Football Podcast. We'll hopefully be back with at least a couple more pundits next week. Maybe even some guests.
Maybe.
Right, until next week.
It's off now. Da, 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 da.